Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Heyo. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? It is a, what is today? Wednesday. What's the date?
The 24th.
The 24th of April. Coming to you live from the dungeon here at Torta Pizza. Duh. Scheduled, the plan was to drive down to Fort Lauderdale. We still will have all four of the athletes on for this Saturday's UFC fight night down there in Fort Lauderdale. I think it's Sunrise, isn't it?
It is Sunrise, Florida.
Let me turn you down here, too.
Yeah, please.
That kind of was the plan. And then some things in my life changed yesterday. And so we didn't make the drive down.
We did not.
And, you know, to be honest, I expected a phone call today. And what I was really regretting was a 3.5-hour ride with you down to Fort Lauderdale and then getting a phone call.
Sure.
Because it would have made it awful. It was bad enough. 3.5 hours with you down, 3.5 hours with you back.
I have that effect on you.
Yeah, no, trust me, you do. But my father passed away last night at 9:08. Longest 114 days of my life. He's been in the hospital or rehab for 114 days. We're looking at it because our favorite number, mine, my son, my daughter, my younger brother, all of our favorite numbers, 13.
Okay.
So instead of saying he was either in hospital or rehab for 114 days, he was in the hospital or rehab for 113 days in 2019.
Okay.
Because he went in New Year's Eve.
Sure.
So that's the way that we're going to look at it. I hemmed and hawed, to be honest, whether to do the show today. I know that we have some guests lined up and a nice list of guests. Jim Miller, Court McGee, Mike Perry, and Ben Saunders. Three of the four have been on the program before. And I kicked around, do I, don't I? I stopped by to see my mom, and she's like, you know, your father would want you to do it.
Sure.
Let's be honest. My father didn't care if I did the radio show or not.
But he is. He was proud of you. He was proud of what you do.
Oh, I'm not saying he wasn't proud, but he didn't care about the radio show.
Sure.
He was proud of, you know, all the kids, but sure, not because of what, where, how, or that kind of stuff. You know, but what am I going to do? Sit at home, sit in the living room and cry? You know, or sit in the living room and eat?
I mean, he was 85?
Ish.
85-ish. I mean, he lived a full life.
I don't know. I don't know. Is 85 a full life?
I mean, I think so.
My grandfather died at 102. So is 85 a full life?
I mean,
it's 85 years more than my grandson had.
Sure.
So, you know, that's one way to look at it.
But at the same time, like, you know, what's the quality of your life? You know, would your grandfather, with his 102 years, like, still active, still, did he still have a mind? Did he still think for himself? Like, was he still able to do all that?
Yeah, up until the end.
Yeah. I mean, your dad was only in the situation for 113 days, so I think it's a full life. I think we all should all be so lucky, you know? And I kind of waited, you know, I didn't put anything publicly, condolences from me to you or your family publicly, but I just want to say, you know, like, it's an honor to be a part of the Harris family, to be a part of this radio show. And
hold on a second, you're part of the family?
I'm in the inner circle. I mean, like, Walt Harris, you know, he's the best Harris ever.
Well, you are in the inner circle. I did send an email to a family member that said, don't ever contact me again.
Okay.
And
I haven't got that email yet.
No, not
so
yet.
I'm still in.
Not yet. So I sent an email and said, I hemmed and hawed on whether to send this email. And I know your last comments to us was, we never want to speak to you again. But I just thought I would let you know, my dad passed away last night.
Sure.
So, all right, back to
you. It's an honor to be a part of your family and to share this journey and to, you know, and what we do and what you do is you share your personal life with the crowd and the media and the public, you know, year in and year out. So,
well, celebrities do that, or sure, non-celebrities do that. Celebrities don't.
Can we define celebrity, by the way?
Yeah, something you're not.
Something notable.
Yeah, something unique that you're not. A celebrity is something you're not.
The big cheese. That's totally me. I'm totally a cheesehead celebrity.
Well, then you need to wear a cheese head around. I'll let you get back to your spiel. So I'm at the charity event in Nashville, and I almost felt guilty about this, and I told you this off the air. My daughter was getting this really cool cutting board.
Okay.
That was made out to in a guitar. You need to put your chat up there so you'll know when our guests are on.
All right, you got it.
As well as my text is up. So she was getting this really cool cutting board. It's cut into a guitar, and she got a couple of little Big Town and some, you know. And so there was a media person like waiting.
Okay.
And she walked right by.
Waiting to sign the cutting board.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because to me, media is not a celebrity.
What about the pizza man? Should I be signing that cutting board? I mean, it would make more sense if I sign a cutting board.
You have a better chance of becoming president of the United States.
Hey. I'm down.
I'm just saying.
Will you be my vice president?
You have a better chance of being president of the United States than signing that cutting board as a celebrity.
Never say never. I was born here. I'm over 35 years of age. I could be president.
All right. Since you're not listening to me, you have a better chance of being a president than signing that cutting board.
No, because once I become president, then you'll definitely want me to sign it because I'll be a celebrity.
You're a knucklehead.
Our president is a celebrity.
We're going to attempt to get through the next 2 hours. My dad's thoughts are, and I'm going to do this with me thinking about him. There's some things I can't stand, a better place, all that kind of stuff. But we do have a better person on the phone right now, so I can stop talking to you.
Please.
Because Mike Perry is part of the Randy regime. We welcome him back to the program. Mike, how are you?
Randy Harris, Knockout Radio, baby. Was good.
Appreciate your time. How are things, 3 days, before your next fight?
It's dry and tasteless, but I'm feeling ready, though. I'm ready to go, man.
Does it add anything? You know, I know that you're now out with Jackson Winklejohn out in Albuquerque, but I know that you were based in the Orlando area. Any other feelings, any kind of cool stuff that, you know, you're almost fighting at home, you know, being down in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, man, this is home, man. Florida is, the whole state of Florida has the atmosphere, and it feels good to be here again, fighting here again in the UFC. Feel like I get to redeem myself from a couple of things in just this one fight. So I feel great. I almost cursed there.
Appreciate that. Thank you. I owe you for catching. You know, we're good enough friends that I can bring this up because I try never to go, you know, towards a negative side. Is there added pressure on this fight because of the last, you know, 3 or 4 fights that you've had?
No, I don't think so. I think the fact that I'm coming in as a loser takes pressure off and makes it like, you know, it's just win or have a good time.
Well, win and have a good time, not or.
Right.
Right?
I guess they all go together, right?
You know, I know that you want to fight the best competition, but have you looked at, I mean, I know that you're aware because you fought all these names, but have you really sat down and looked at, not wins and losses, but the names of who you have fought?
Yeah, I guess. I'm proud of myself, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of the things I've done, but I ain't looking at the past. I'm looking at the future, and the names that I'm looking to get in the octagon against, starting with Cowboy Oliveira. So, you know, I'm grateful. And no matter what the name is, people will never understand the level of competition unless they've been here. You can't take things away from any of these UFC fighters who have fought other UFC fighters, and have won or lost or have been great or have been shut out. You know, guys get in here and it usually seems to be a competition against yourself. Your own mind is the biggest battle here. And if you're in a good place in life, then you should handle yourself pretty well in that octagon.
As you're walking to the octagon, as the anticipation of you walking to the octagon this Saturday, are you thinking about the same things that you thought about fight one back in, what, 2016?
That's funny. I've been doing a couple of interviews today, and I was talking about how, you know, the more stuff that I learned in fighting has brought me back to the original, you know, mindset when I was younger and just, you know, going for it. And that's, you know, sprawl and brawl. Let's get to the fight. I'm here to fight. Show up. I don't care how emotional it is. My technique's going to take over. What my body wants to do, it's just going to do. It's like walking out. It's like all the thinking stops. It's just reaction. Everything is reaction. Everything. I couldn't stop myself from walking towards the octagon. When they say walk, it's walk. And you walk. That's it. You go. Half the time, I'm like a little jaw. You know, I'm getting there. And I'm shadow boxing. I'm ready to fight. And then the guy wants to check me, and I forget to take off my clothes sometimes. I'm like, walk up to him, and I'm like, ready to go. Dude, I might forget to clip my nails. I can't forget that. I gotta clip my nails before I get in the ring.
I have to be honest, Mike. I love having you on the program. I love talking to you because you get me fired up. You get me ready to go. How are you going to calm down the next 2.5 days waiting for Saturday?
Well, I think it helps when you're hungry and thirsty, and you just, all you want is a sip of water. You know, that kind of helps you stay level-headed. But once you get all that food energy back in you and you put 12 pounds back on, you're kind of, it's kind of very hard to control yourself. See, the worst nights of sleep are the night before weigh-ins, which this time I plan on taking melatonin. So I hope that helps me get some rest once I cut the weight. It's hard to sleep dehydrated. And then the night before the fight, I usually stay up pretty late anyways, though, because I don't have to fight until late the next day. So I try to sleep in as late as I can on fight day. And I'm never able to get that nap in on fight day because I'm up and I'm ready to go, man. And, well, I mean, it's very exciting. And it's, you know, another part of the mindset is like when I come here to this hotel or I start getting through all the UFC stuff, I'm like, you know, stay focused, stay mean, be angry. But the problem is you get here and all these people, they're just so happy to see you, and you're happy to see some of the regular faces, and you're like, man, this is a big part of my life, and just a lot of people wishing you well, and you can't keep that aggression, but it'll come all on its own, and I'm going to handle business.
Any other thoughts, you know, when you look at the card, UFC Fight Night, and then you add those four letters, ESPN, give me what's running through your mind that, you know, as we're all growing up as children, we know ESPN. We know the scrolls at the bottom, you know, so-and-so hit his 47th home run. Well, now at the bottom, it's going to say Mike Perry on the bottom scroll of ESPN. What's that feeling like?
Hey, that's pretty cool, man. Ain't nobody really broke it down like that. You know what I'm saying? I obviously have been thinking about it. This is my first one on ESPN, I believe. And, you know, it's exciting to see the sport changing levels and being, you know, being shown respect with NFL and NBA. And, you know, I'm sure those guys might feel like, some of those guys might feel like still putting us down, like, oh, it's not the same thing because of the team sports and all that. But we still work as teams, but then we have to go play by ourselves. And you know, injuries, they play a big part in NFL and UFC. And I don't know how injuries really play in NBA. I know a lot of guys tear the ACL for all the jumping that they do. But and you know, some people might talk about unions and the way that they get paid, but it's all good. I don't want to get kicked out like that one girl, so I'm good. I'm here to sign my checks and break some necks and on to the next, baby. Let's go.
That's all. Last time we were together, you gave me some great lines, and we talked about doing a T-shirt. We might need to do a T-shirt with that, too. Writing checks and breaking necks. I like it.
On to the next. Yeah, we got. I like it. Writing checks and breaking necks. I'm not the first person to say that. I have to say cashing checks and breaking necks. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like I've been saying that for quite some time, man. Many T-shirts. We can make many T-shirts. Everybody need to go check out my Instagram at Platinum Mike Perry and go to my Etsy page and buy these USA and Brazil PMP shirts. It's PMP all the way, like TMT, the money team. Floyd Money Mayweather. It's Platinum Mike Perry in this bit. Platinum Money Mike Perry. We can go with that too, because I'm out here getting dollars. Why?
Oh, this is awesome. All right, before I let you go, let's touch base on your opponent, the other cowboy, Alex Oliveira. What can you tell us? What do you know about him?
Man, I'm hoping that, you know, based off what I've seen, and it usually changes. Guys that I thought were going to come and fight, you know, they just fight a little different, and that's what it's about. But it looks like he's going to come fight and try to put on a show with me. I hope to meet him in the middle of the octagon and smash our skulls together and get cut open and bleed and, you know, try to kill one another. Let's fight that way. I like fighting that way, so I'm cool with it. But I assume at some point I'm gonna catch him a couple of times, and he's gonna be looking for my legs, looking for a takedown, and I'm gonna shut that down. And then he might run a little bit. I'm gonna let him run around, and then when it's time, it'll hit by itself.
And then when it's all said and done, and when it's over on Sunday, we can go out and get something to eat.
Well, I can't wait. I cannot wait to celebrate.
Mike, as always, thank you very much for your time. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. But stay mean. That way, we can't see each other till after the fight. That way, you can stay mean.
Yeah, man, we down south now. We got to get some of that pizza, man.
Maybe we'll bring some.
I'll bring it.
Maybe we'll bring some down.
Done.
I will see you Saturday down in Fort Lauderdale, Mike. Thank you very much for your time. And as always, we're going to get a package of more 8-Man Strong sent your way.
All right. Sounds good, bro. I love that stuff. Appreciate you guys. Knockout Radio got the platinum one. You already know it's a platinum knockout coming.
See you Saturday. Thanks, Mike. That is Mike Perry. He's one of the reasons I'm going.
It's the best.
You know, when I went back and forth, do I want to go down? And again, what am I going to do? I mean, the burial's not going to be for another couple weeks.
Right. This is what you do.
We're going to take care of stuff tomorrow. It is what I do, but I mean, I'd like to just stay. I'd like to just sit. I'd like to not do something. But what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to dwell on it's life. The only thing that you can take to the bank is we're all going to die. I know that's morbid.
You can take checks if you break necks, according to Mike Perry. Platinum Mike.
We need to do some stuff.
And he's got probably one of the greatest liners of all liners from the 25th anniversary show in Denver.
Big ups to him because, you know, we know his vocabulary.
Yeah.
He did catch himself once, which he didn't go through with. But I'm saying they know.
He's getting it.
He is.
He knows what FCC is, and he definitely knows what UFC is.
and it's not so much he knows what FCC is. It's that he cares enough to catch.
Do you think that the ESPN is making these guys take it more serious? You think it's now they're...
It's not more serious. I mean, let's be honest. You did it once. I mean, it happens sometimes.
Sure.
But if you're not thinking and you're just rolling and you're not paying attention, it just means that Mike Perry paid attention during our chat.
And it makes it hard when most of these guys appear on podcasts and different shows that are unregulated.
Right.
So they're just talking freely. They're talking about what they know, what they do best. And then it slips because they forget that it's FCC or real radio.
Mike Perry, third in line. So you have your main. I don't even want to call it a co-main because it shouldn't be. And then Mike Perry.
So there's two cowboys fighting on this fight card.
Who's the other cowboy?
Greg Hardy. Wasn't he a cowboy?
Well, yeah.
Hey.
I'd really rather not even talk about him.
Because of the domestic violence?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I mean, does that transcend over into this? I mean, this is a sport and a profession.
One has nothing to do with the other.
One off the field, one in the cage, one out of the cage.
No, and don't even try to be funny.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
No.
Does it matter, though?
Does what matter?
I mean, there's every sport has a black eye. Pardon the pun.
First of all, but, it's not the sport. You know, and I was talking to somebody, I think it was Randy Couture, and I brought up some things, and I'm like, you know, what bothers me is like when Hoyce Gracie tested positive, and they had him on ESPN with the UFC logo, yet he wasn't in the UFC when he tested positive. It's not the sport. It's not the sport that cheats. It's the person who cheats.
Sure.
You know, it's not the sport that has a domestic abuse. It's the person. You know, if one of your employees, and like I've always said, whatever you do falls on me because my name's at the top.
Absolutely.
But if one of your employees leaves here off time and they're speeding down 4th Street, it doesn't fall on the pizza shop. It doesn't fall on Torta Pizza. So to say, well, it's an aggressive sport, mixed martial arts, or it's an aggressive sport, football. So let's, no, there is no passes. There is no passes. None. Yeah.
And you know, it's funny from my experience, and maybe you can validate this as well, but it seems like the more barbaric the sport, whether it's rugby, hockey, MMA, the more humble the guy, like the better gentleman outside of the, in life.
I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to accept that. I just think the people that are, and the people that are not, are not. I mean, you're going to have nice, kind, gentle people in MMA, and we've met a bunch of them, and it is a, some call a barbaric sport, bare knuckle as well. You know, there are some good, classy people. And then there's some chess players that are morons. So I'm just saying, it's, you know, golfers.
right. Tennis players.
Tennis players.
Crabby old guy. Like, right. What's wrong with you?
You know, so I just don't buy it. I don't buy that because you're knocking heads on a football field that now you're going to be more aggressive at home.
Yeah.
I've never, ever laid my finger physically, aggressively on my wife.
Asterisk, disclaimer, legal team.
You know, obviously, I put my hands on my wife. I love her. When we're together, we're holding hands or whatever. So,
I'm not touching that one.
Thank you. I certainly would appreciate that. So, oh well. It is what it is. The beauty of whatever it is that we're doing.
But I think like that's kind of the stigma that the sport has, because in the beginning, a lot of the guys came out and said, hey, if it wasn't for this sport, I would be in jail because of assault and because of my rage. And so it gave them an outlet to actually have a career and have a paycheck and do what they love. You know, so I think that's how the sport started. You know, it started with that kind of barbaricness. But now it's regulated. There's ounces of the gloves. Like, you know, you hear Henry Cejudo talk about how bare knuckle boxing is crazy to him. Now, this is the champion, you know, the guy who's in there in the octagon, which most people would say is nuts. But then there's another level of nuts when you're doing bare knuckle. And if you watch the Artem Jason Knight fight, that was nuts. Did you see? Have you seen the entire thing?
Yeah.
I watched it on Stream TV twice already.
I did
One of the greatest fights I've ever seen.
It is. And, you know, I argued with some people. They're like, well, they're C-level fighters. Who cares? It doesn't matter what level they are. It was an awesome fight.
Incredible fight.
You know, it has nothing to do with, well, they both are former UFCs. It was a great fight. That was better than some UFC fights I've seen.
Absolutely.
And there's some great UFC fights that are better than some bare knuckle fights. It's just getting two guys that want to go out there and compete and fight and not run and not do some things. You know, it's all good. Everything is good. All right. We are a quarter of the way down. First half an hour, not bad, thanks to our buddy Platinum. We need to get a PMP shirt, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. We got to get some slogans going on.
I like that. But breaking he wouldn't necks. Be writing checks. He would be cashing checks and breaking necks.
That's it.
Right?
Well, break the neck first, then you cash the check because you won.
It's all good. All right, coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street on whatever today is, the 24th of whatever month, April, I don't know. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. Next half hour, Court McGee.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 20th, and we hope you will join the Randy regime as we run the 25 epic obstacles from fire jumps, water slides, trampolines, underground tunnels, and much more in a 3-mile course ending with beer and music. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com. Pick your race time and shirt size, and then get ready for the best time you've ever had. This is the Rugged Maniac 2019.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
I'm going to smash this beat. You already know what time it is. This mother beat ain't going to catch up with me, boys. Platinum time. Beat.
Awesome. That's good stuff.
That deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Not the Hall of Pretty Good.
It was good.
Legendary.
It's definitely a good liner from Platinum. Mike Perry. All right, so Mike Perry was our first guest. Coming up in roughly 10 minutes or so, Court McGee. Some good stuff with him. He was on quite a few years ago. And looking forward to having him back on. The draft, by the way, is tomorrow.
Oh, the Bucks got a fifth-round pick or first?
They have a their first pick. Is the fifth pick in the first round. It'll be interesting to see if they stay there. Are they going to move? It's interesting what's going to happen with Arizona.
What do they need? What do they need the most?
Everything.
Defensive help.
They
shipped Quan Alexander off to 49ers.
They didn't ship him off. He left as a free agent.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it drives me crazy. You know, and I give you enough garbage. Okay. Again, for FCC, I kind of kept it clean. But like I own the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers didn't trade him. He left as a free agent. Adam Humphries didn't get traded. He made a mistake and went to Tennessee when he should have gone to New England, which is a story in itself. And just for some corrections to some people who do not believe that Bruce Arians said that Gerald McCoy is welcome out at
the OTA,
your voluntary practice. That's exactly what he said. Did he mean it? I don't know. I'm not in his head. But I was there yesterday when he said it, and he said he's under contract. He's welcome to come out. I don't think, I'm pretty sure he won't be here come training camp.
Okay.
I anticipate a trade. He's either going to get traded over the next 3 days or he'll be released.
Okay.
And I don't know why really any team is going to trade for him when they know he's going to be released.
They just wait. Just wait it out.
You know, by trading, you're going to take over this contract. By him being released, there may be...
They can structure their own deal.
Right. You know, exactly.
For a better price.
So people are up in arms. People, you know, it's what's best for the organization.
Does he have a big market? Does he have... I mean, are there teams that are hunting for him? Do they still have value to certain clubs?
To the right team. You know, to the right team. You know, I don't think he's going to go off and become the next super, super, superstar. I mean, he's a big name. He's a star. But he's going to be a nice addition to a team, let's say the Rams, who already have a stacked D-line. Now stick him in as well. He's going to be a nice piece somewhere.
So kind of like Curry coming from the championship Eagles to fill in. Like that was the expectation.
No, that was the expectation, but Curry did zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day.
Well, he talked to you about wrestling a lot.
That's about all he did. That's about all he did is we talked some wrestling. But now he's back in Philly.
Well, who would you like to see them pick up, or like which position do you think?
You know, again.
Another kicker first round?
Yes. I think they should go kicker first, second, and third.
And then, get a three-legged kicker. And, you know, save two picks.
Well, at least you'd be good in the three-legged race. You'd be okay there.
I could have used that at the Rugged Maniac.
It was a lot of fun.
That was an amazing time.
I am waiting for the photos.
Yeah.
Which should be going up, I would assume, momentarily, you know, any day now. But I didn't want to do a couple things. I just didn't feel like doing it. But the one where you got to grab the rope, you slide over, and then you jump to hit the bell, and then you fall into the water.
Good.
I really didn't want to get wet.
Okay.
So I started to run by it, and then I saw, oh, this is where the photographer is. And then I ran back just so I could. I feel bad because every time I did one of the obstacles, I'm first yelling at our photographer, Nick, get ready, Nick.
Yeah.
But we got some good photos.
It was a great time. I had a great time. The wife accompanied me. We got a babysitter. So
I'm surprised the babysitter and the kids didn't run it, too. They were out there.
You should see my little girl do the monkey bars. I mean, she's a natural.
Now, I know that Grossman made a comment on the Book of Face.
Okay.
He said, if I ever agree to do this again, I want a quick kick in the... So Sean's already offered.
Okay.
You know, he went out there and said, all right, do you want the kick now or later? Because we are going to do it again.
Of course he will.
No, I'm not saying he will.
He will.
With or without, we're going to do it again.
We are. And I know he will because it's a great camaraderie. It's a great teamship. It's great for the Randy regime to all assemble at the same time of year. And it's just awesome.
And I'm saying this jokingly because I don't want Grossman to turn back to where this relationship first started. But he must not have a lot going on in his life when he said his favorite part of the whole trip was when we spent it here at Torta Pizza. Come on. Everything was better than spending the time here at Torta Pizza.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, everything. The race was better.
It was a great time.
Oh, it was.
It was a great time where you got to hang out.
It was fun except for the time when people were talking about you.
And then they want to take photos with the celebrity, and I took a photo. And
no, I'm pretty sure they just wanted to take a photo with you. That's all.
They didn't take a picture with anyone else. Except
that's not true.
You.
Well, then they took a picture with somebody else.
Yeah, after my photo. It was an obligation photo, I think.
Whatever. It doesn't hurt me. It doesn't hurt my opinion. I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
All right.
I can handle it. I know last week was kind of a cluster with me being in the lobby of the Hilton in Nashville.
Yep.
A great event. It was fantastic. Hung out with some very cool people. Had a long talk with Javon Kearse, who is friends with Usman.
Okay.
How about that?
Right.
Sabi Piscitelli, who I'm extremely ticked at because I can't get a return phone call, who's now in NXT, trains with Usman.
Okay.
So it's a small
world. It is a small world. So that was the 17th annual Kevin Carter Waiting for Wishes event in Nashville.
Good time.
Saw Randy Couture and Tito, and you in the middle.
Yeah, that was fun. And then Randy turned on me.
Did he?
Randy turned heel.
What happened?
Well, he was like kind of like, you know, knuckle sandwich kind of thing. Okay. Even though it was more punch related.
Yeah. I mean, you just never know with those guys. I would always be defensive.
Tito will be on next week.
Awesome.
By then, they should have announced his opponent.
Next fight. And which promotion is carrying it? I mean, is it going to be Golden Boy again? I know you know. You're not going to say. So
we'll all wait.
I mean, he didn't even tell Randy Couture, so.
No, we don't know that.
Well, you said at the time. No. No one knew except you.
What I said was, I didn't tell Randy Couture.
No, you left it up to Tito to tell.
Yeah, I mean, if you tell me don't tell somebody, and your wife comes in and wants to know what you said, I'm going to say go to Matt.
Right?
You know, so, and Randy said, I respect that. I didn't mean to put you in the middle. I'll go talk to Tito. Good.
Okay. Did they get to sign the cutting boards?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to cut one. I'm going to sign one. I got a marker right here.
Okay, like I said.
I practice my signature.
Are we going to put a wager on it? You're such an idiot.
No,
threw on your hand.
It's a dry erase marker.
And that's your signature?
That's my signature.
Well, then I can guarantee you, you won't even sign a check for it.
Oh, you'll take a check.
Well, you're not cashing anything with that signature on a check.
That's true. Right? I'm breaking necks and I'm cashing checks. Doesn't matter what the signature is. As long as there's a PMP at the bottom, you know it's backed by gold.
Okay. Whatever. You're all good. Anything getting me up to, you know, there was UFC Russia, St. Petersburg.
Yeah, there was.
You know.
How do you feel about that?
Fight in St. Petersburg, Russia?
About the time slot. I mean, wasn't the finale at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Love it.
Do you?
I love it.
Really?
Absolutely. I love it. I think everyone should end at 3.
Because the press conference will be over by like 5, 6. You know, unlike Atlanta.
We were in Atlanta. We didn't get back because you made me go to 2 different restaurants. We didn't get back to the house till 5 o'clock.
It was like 5:30,
right?
It was
and then you left at 9.
It was a long day.
Then you drove home, then left at 9 and stopped at the UFC hotel.
I did.
And you spent hours there. So
I spent 10 minutes.
You were there longer. Where's the liners? Did you get liners?
I got 3.
Who?
Brandon Davis, who won the first fight of the night.
Okay.
I got the Brazilian girl, Pollyanna.
Okay. From now on, I am going to judge the quality of...
She said.
Which is fine. I love that. I will run that.
Okay.
I mean, I'll verify with someone I trust as to what was said. Somebody that understands Spanish.
Portuguese. It's different.
Would you listen to me? I know the difference between Portuguese and Spanish, but you can pretty much understand Portuguese if you can understand Spanish.
Danny?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
So it's similar.
It's similar. So I will decipher it. I will make sure there's no hidden agendas like what happened to Brett Favre.
What happened to Brett Favre?
You don't know about that?
No.
We talked about it.
What? What happened to Brett Favre?
This could be your last show.
No, what happened to Brett Favre?
Because you don't pay attention. Brett Favre was paid to do basically a liner.
Okay.
It was like a 20-second shout-out, whatever. It's an organization that pays celebrities, so you're not on the list, pays celebrities to do these liners and these things. Sure. So this company paid Brett Favre, and he did this thing where there was innuendos and anti-Semitic things in the statement.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Now, he didn't know it was anti-Semitic.
Sure.
And it's, again, it is what it is. This word means that, and that word means yarmulke, and, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
You know, so he took a hit on his reputation, which is awful. It's not his fault. But, no, I will listen. I will make sure that there's nothing in it. And I will run a Portuguese liner all the time.
Done.
I'd be happy to.
But how do celebrities protect themselves from that? I mean, is that the manager's job? Is that the agent's job? Is that the athlete themselves?
Unfortunately, I think it's something that they are going to have to start thinking about.
Because when they get these contracts, that's part of their obligation to go and do...
Absolutely not.
It's not?
It's part of their obligation to do a liner?
Like they do all kind of charitable causes in the community.
It's not part of their contract.
It's not?
No.
They're not forced to do any of this stuff?
No.
Really?
No. It may be like an OTA, a mandatory voluntary practice.
Okay.
You know, you're asked.
Heavily encouraged, or you might not be here anymore.
Right. Right. You know, and again, depending on where you are in the cutting block,
right.
You know, if you're a number one draft pick, Jameis Winston does not have to go do stuff. He's not going to get cut because he doesn't go do a charity event.
Oh.
Because he's not going to go to the Humane Society or Metropolitan Ministries or whatever.
I thought some of those were contractual.
I don't think so. they may include stuff for your charity, you know, because so many of these guys have charities. Sure. But I find it hard to believe that it's mandatory to go do things like this.
Huh.
It can be strongly suggested.
Sure.
You know, it can be, we would really like you to, you know. But I think people are going to have to watch, you know, because there are innuendos and there are words and there are this and there are that.
Like double meanings. There's double meanings for everything, especially in today's world, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened with the Yugo. Does it mean no go in Spanish? When they when the car came out, they couldn't sell them in Mexico because like it just meant no go. It's like the translation was terrible.
Okay.
That's what I believe. That's what I believe to be true, and it's not going like this show.
The show's going.
Yeah.
You know, with a heavy heart.
It is going.
You know.
But your dad's looking down, man. He's proud of you. Like I know he's proud of you.
Well, first of all, he's not looking down.
Okay.
Okay. Because he's still at the funeral home.
Okay. All right.
You know, he hasn't been cremated yet.
Okay.
I was going to make some stuff that I'll say privately to my own family.
Okay.
And then if you go in the ground, you're looking up, not down.
Yeah. Well,
right.
So.
My sister goes, so my grandparents are at the VA and my in-laws are at the VA cemetery.
Okay.
And my dad and mom obviously will go to the VA cemetery. And so my sister said, you know, will I go to Bay Pines as well? And I said, no. And my sister goes, where are you going? I said, the backyard.
Yeah.
Just throw me in the backyard. What do I care?
Right. It's not a bad strategy. I mean, if you want to be cremated, I got a pizza oven. We can arrange this. Like, you know, I'll put a sticky note on the car.
You don't have to tell our private little things. Some sticky notes.
And I'll cremate you. I got an urn. I got a cup of Mountain Dew right here.
The sticky note will go on for eternity. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, hopefully Court McGee will be on the phone as he gets ready for UFC Fight Night. I think it's ESPN 3 already. Is that what it is? And the some's on Plus, some's on regular.
It's watch on ESPN Plus, it says.
Okay. So we'll discuss more of this Saturday's card and also scheduled to come up. Court McGee, Ben Saunders, and Jim Miller. So a whole lot still to go right here on Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the 88th Avenue, and we go down Lauderdale, obviously, for things that happened yesterday. You believe in karmas and stuff like that?
I believe in perfect timing.
All right, so my dad passed away last night. His name is Murray, and the number one pick in the draft tomorrow will be Murray.
Kyler Murray.
Kind of crazy, Oklahoma. Right? Kind of crazy. All right, let's head up back down to Sunrise as we get ready for another UFC fight night on ESPN. Court McGee. Court, how are you?
Fantastic.
Appreciate
Sorry
your time.
Sorry to hear about your father passing.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. UFC, now well documented. It's now the fourth month of the new year on the four-letter network ESPN. What does that mean to you, and how much is this going to help the sport that you and I both love?
Well, I mean, it's a whole new atmosphere. ESPN's the biggest thing. That's where people go to watch sports. So I think it's a big opportunity for more eyes to see the sport as a professional sport.
We, as we all are growing up, you know, there's things that we do, whether we play baseball or not, we collect baseball trading cards. You know, we're watching sports on ESPN and you see the scroll down at the bottom. Have you seen your name on that scroll yet? If not, we'll screenshot it next time it's on there. And if you have, what is that like to see that relationship and to see you now on the big network for all of sports?
Well, I mean, it's a huge thing. I haven't specifically seen it, but my son broke our TV, plus I've been out of town for like 6 weeks. So I didn't have an opportunity to see it. And where I was at training, I didn't have a chance to watch any TV because I was focused on getting ready to fight this weekend. So, but what it would mean, I mean, it's incredible to see that. Like, it's you know, it's a new level. But I know what I go through in practices. I feel like I've been a professional athlete for almost a decade in the UFC. And so, I don't know. It's a big thing. It's a big opportunity. It means another level. You know, it's another mark achieved as a sport and as an athlete.
Well, you know, with the addition, you know, as MMA continues to get bigger, and I keep talking about the ESPN, how has your training changed, you know, since day one professionals? I think 07 was your first professional fight. How has your training and the training level changed over the years?
Well, I mean, different conditioning methods, different diet tactics, different, you know, instead of hard sparring three times a week, you know, it's like I spar once a week, only 4 to 5, maybe 6 weeks out of the fight. So there's not as much head trauma. But the drilling is more intense. And then the metabolic conditioning versus, you know, like the strength training is scheduled at a different time. Like, it has turned into something incredible. But I feel like early on in my career, I had that edge because I wasn't a Division I wrestler. I wasn't a professional boxer. I hadn't had a bunch of kickboxing matches, and I hadn't competed in jiu-jitsu. And so I had to do those things separately. So I went and competed in jiu-jitsu from beginner to absolute division. I competed as an amateur boxer 10 times, and then I had 2 professional fights. And then I competed in open tournaments in freestyle wrestling and folk style wrestling. And so I had to go find those different competitions so that I knew I was competent when I made it into a high level. And then I took my first MMA fight. But, you know, 6 or 7 fights later, I went from my first fight in my February 2nd, 2007 to fighting Jeremy Horn December 1st, 2007. So I went, but, you know, it's like now athletes have an opportunity to train with high-level guys, low-level guys, and get all of that mixing experience right off the bat. So I think they can get better quicker rather than over a long period of time. But it has changed dramatically since I started competing as a professional. And for these last, you know, 9 years in the UFC, it's kind of like it's even changed just a little bit at a time. Nothing was ever drastic, but it is as professional as it gets. I mean, from the diet, the rest, the sleep, the therapy, to the anaerobic conditioning and the aerobic conditioning, to all the different mixed martial arts mixing it together. You know, it's just, it's one of the most incredible experiences and incredible professional athlete, like, sports there is.
Is it still just as much, is it still just as much fun today, you know, for you as when you first started?
The training and preparation, I find lots of pleasure in that. I wouldn't characterize fighting as fun. It is my sport, and my passion is to figure out how to beat somebody from scratch and I have 15 minutes to do that. Or in a main event or title fight, 25 minutes to do that. So I see it more objectively. I wouldn't characterize a fight as fun, because it's not. I'm coming to brutalize and break you mentally and break you physically. So that's not necessarily fun, but, you know, being in a fight, 2 minutes into a fight where now I'm figuring out, like a high-level chess match where I'm trying to figure out how to stop you. There is a drive and a motivation there. But the training is exhilarating. It's fun. It's exhausting. And I get all these different people at such a high level that I get to train with and coaching. And so it's just an evolution of changing that's very exciting. And it is as exciting as it was when I started.
You know, depending on what job somebody has, if you're not feeling well, you know, you may not go drive the taxi cab that day. Or if you're not feeling well, you might not come to a pizza shop and work. What is it like? Because I'm sure over the many years that you fought, you're having a bad day. You have something on your mind or you're not feeling well. It's one thing to not go train, but it's another if you have a job to do on a Saturday. What's it like to have to fight through that to go and actually do your job, which is fighting?
You know, time and consistency for me has built a strong career. I have, you know, in excess of 10,000 hours of training time, like of practical application. And I've trained and competed when I was sick, when I was tired, when I had broken bones, torn ligaments. My big thing is that I show up. I show up on time, you know, maybe a little early, and I stay to the end no matter what. When nobody's looking, because when it comes time to fight, you know, there's a level of commitment where there's no surrender and you can't back out if you want to compete against the best guys in the world and you want to succeed. So I can't give myself an out. You know, I have to put so much effort into it. When it comes time to compete, there's no other option other than to go out and perform my best. And so sometimes that happens when you're sick, or when you don't want to fight, or when you have a torn labrum or a broken toe, or, you know, whatever you're going through. Sometimes you have to commit and accept what is happening and move forward. You know, like, courage is not the absence of fear. It's the ability to move forward in the face of it. And sometimes your best is not that great, but it's better than the guy in front of you. And so for me, showing up, you know, I had to show up for my recovery one day at a time for 4,756 days, you know, and I got to show up for the fight. But I have to make sure that I cut weight and that I train tonight and that I eat the foods I'm specifically supposed to eat today so that come Saturday, I'm ready to compete at my best.
Yeah, Court, I mean, talk about that. I mean, we all know what you do inside the octagon. Your work speaks for itself. But tell people about the McGee Project and how it came about and what you guys do with your services.
Well, I mean, it started with just after I won The Ultimate Fighter, and ESPN did a SportsCenter piece on my overdose, that how I was pronounced clinically dead for 8 minutes of a fatal heroin overdose, and all these miraculous things happened, and I was brought back. And I had to relearn how to walk and talk and eat, and then I went to a residential treatment facility and surrounded myself in long-term recovery people. And after winning The Ultimate Fighter, so I was pronounced clinically dead, and then 5 years later, I won season 11 of The Ultimate Fighter in a six-figure contract. And I immediately, the only thing I could think of was to thank all those people who were struggling, you know, and this fight was for you. And after that, ESPN did a story. They kind of found all the people who helped revive me and was through that process. And there was a narcotics officer. Had he had not found the syringe I overdosed on, I would not be here today. They would have not known that it was a heroin overdose. They did CPR. They wouldn't have been able to, they wouldn't have known to administer narcolone and reverse the effect. And so, you know, 4 or 5 years later, after winning The Ultimate Fighter, I got a call from an undercover narcotics officer that asked if I would come speak at a program they had going at the Capitol building in Utah. And I took that opportunity. And after speaking and sharing my story of overcoming addiction and becoming a professional athlete, They invited me to speak at another program, and they said, hey, man, I would really love you to come speak at this high school and this rural community in Utah.
Court, can we put you on hold just for 2 minutes? We have to hit the top of the hour. I'd love to bring you back on in the second hour. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, let's go hit the top of the hour. We'll return with Court McGee in 3 minutes.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.